Okay. So, okay, first, like, just tell me, I mean, you spoke to me yesterday, but where in Civ Dallas though I'm holding? Just curious.
Started.
Just started.
The
As
Gemaras, the Shulchan
time
Aruch.
we're trying to get it back together.
The Gemaras, the where in Civ Dallas? The
What?
Gemaras, the Shulchan Aruch, what?
Gemaras?
The
Where
Gemaras,
are all the ksais?
the index size?
Yeah.
Not most people. We have to be a little bit ahead.
We our Kavru Shabbos is in the ksais.
I
We
hear.
saw the Gemaras and a tour.
Okay, 1 second.
Well, we spent a lot of time getting the Sivis's Siv Bay's Klar, I think. A lot of Chavar.
I hear. Okay, 1 second. I'm trying to figure out the volume again.
Tell us a good story.
Okay. Yeah, okay, 1 second. I'm just trying to get it louder for myself. Oh, here we go. Okay, now I can hear everyone. Now I can hear clear. Okay. All right, so today's Chabura, I'm gonna work on today's Chabura is we're gonna try to make a Sikkum. That's the Tachlis. Today's Chabura, going back to the old Sugya, we're gonna try to go through Shilas, bring out Halacha Lemaisa Shilas through the previous Sugya that we went through, where it comes out Halacha Lemaisa. And then like, there will be a springboard for us to discuss the Sugya, the different Shittas and the Gemaras. I guess we should be able to hopefully come out with something. So I have four cases that I want to share with Agam today, four cases. And I'm going to start off saying one case, and then we'll go through, we'll schmooze through the Sugya, what, you know, the Gemara, what comes out to the Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskim. And then from there, we'll go out to the next three cases, and we'll try to come out Lawacha, what should be. Okay, so the first shaila was like this. Reuven and Shimon are two very nice neighbors. Neighbors for many years. Shimon had a shed in his backyard. And he used to keep his extra chairs and tables and bikes and all his stuff. Reuven never had a shed. Now one day Reuven, one of his kids got a very nice bike. Bought himself a very chashuv bike, and he didn't want to stop as they leave it outside. So for a while, he used to lock it up in his house, in his basement. But the Lamaisa, after a while, it became annoying. So he decided to ask his neighbors, you know, his good neighbor next door, if he minds that he puts the bike into his shed, into Shimon's shed. So Shimon said, sure, why not? Why not? What's the problem? There's plenty of space in my shed. You can keep the bike in the shed, and they gave him a key, so he should be able to come in and out. He could take the bike out in the day, put it back in at night, whatever he wants to do. They gave him a key. There's nothing inside that shed besides tables and chairs and bikes and whatever it is, storage basically. And that was very nice and fine, and everything worked out. One day, all the kids were outside playing. It was late at night, and everyone had their bikes outside. And okay, so Shimon, the wife, the Mrs. Shimon, she went outside and she saw the bikes outside. So she went there and she put all the bikes away, including her neighbor's bike, the nice Bechoshva bike. She put that bike away too, and she closed the door of the shed. However, she forgot to lock it. Forgot to lock the door, whatever the reason is. She forgot to lock the door of the shed. She was a nice neighbor. She even put her neighbor's bike into the shed, but she forgot to lock the door. Well, obviously, what happened was it was a Geneva, and a couple of things got stolen, and of course, that beautiful bike was stolen too. So now, of course, the neighbor wants to pay.
Frozen, we can't hear. Let me see if they
Will network.
out of it. To go out.
Where is the Shomayim?
We have full bars over there.
Okay. Okay. Because we can't hear. We have a connection issue.
His also looks like it's... I mean, is that accurate?
See, it's fine.
Oh. Oh. Man. It's just getting good. I'm going to get like a built-in like thing.
The other Chabur has, they stand up this huge thing.
Is it always attached? They should get like a smart board here that's attached to Zoom and has a great connection. That's it.
The issue is the Zoom. I think the issue is the screen, the computer itself.
It's a connection. I mean, I don't know if it's ours or his. It's a connection is the issue. It's probably, I don't know. Both of them said full, so I don't know who it is.
Hello? Yeah. Okay.
You have to let him in or zoom on.
So the vital we can discuss what's halacha in the meantime.
You.
So she took a mamash herself and put it in. Is that a Kabbalah Shmira? That's like more than all the
but what happened is she just left it out.
She left it out. Why is it a responsibility?
I'm asking what would happen to anything.
Right. So,
in the place, it's more shower.
Right. So she took it in. Well, she was Makabal Shmira.
Of course. Yeah, she just felt that.
I understand. She may not have been
outside.
Okay. We're back.
Hello? Back?
Yep.
Okay.
So we said, yeah.
It was a Gneva.
Okay. So we left off that the husband was saying, why should we pay? That we weren't Makabal Shmira. We just did them a favor by letting them put the bike into the shed. So are they chayiv or not? This is the first shayla.
Anything stolen from the streets or only from the shed?
Was there anything stolen from the streets?
Yeah.
What do you mean from the streets?
Meaning in that development, whatever it was, anything stolen from the street or the shed was the only thing that got robbed?
No, just the shed. No, I'm saying, what do you mean? This is I don't know what was stolen. Maybe other things stolen in the street also, but the shed was robbed. So... Okay, so let's start. Let's just go shmooze through the sugya, and then let's see what happened there. So we know already we have a machlekes Rebbe and Rabbonon. When a guy asks permission if he could be machnis his kid, deroysov, shor, whatever it is, whenever he wants into someone else's rishos, and he's granted permission. So the machlekes is when he's granted permission, is the one the rishos of the baal chotzer. We go by. Let's start off by a chotzer. A guy has permission to bring stuff into the chotzer, and he's granted permission to bring his stuff into the chotzer. So the machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbonon, if he's makabel, if the baal chotzer is makabel shmiru or not, the chachamim hold his makabel shmiru, and Rebbe holds there's no kabel shmiru unless it's makabel shmiru behegya. Now the Gemara over there, without going through the whole Gemara, but basically Rava comes and machlokes from Zayin Rava, and Rava comes out. Rava says there. That this Kabbalah Shmira that he was Makabel is a Kabbalah Shmira with the Gemara calls Afilu Nishburam Beruach. The Kabbalah Shmira, according to Rabbanon, that your Makabel, that the Baal Chotze is Makabel, according to the Rabbanon, is even if Nishburam Beruach, that's even if it was some kind of Pshio or some kind of something was caused it, let's say it was glasses, Kederos that they broke inside the Chotze, the Baal Chotze is Makabel Shmira on that, Lushitas Rabbanon. Okay. That's that Gemara. Then we have a Machlekes Rabban Shmuel, how we pass the Lark. Do we pass the Lark Rebbe or pass the Lark Rabbonon? And then we have a Machlekes Rishonim on top of that. Rav holds we pass in like the Rabbonon, and Shmuel holds we pass in like Rebbe. And that was the Machlekes in the Gemara. And then we had a Machlekes on top of that, Machlekes Rishonim, how we pass in like. Usually you pass in like Shmuel Bedini. Now, Walkes Shmuel Bedini, or over Dina Moments we pass, whenever there's a Machlekes Rabban Shmuel. We pass in halacha is like Shmuel, Badina, Mominus, and Rabbi Yisurim. So over here, the Rif, and the Rambam, and many other Rishonim, pass in halacha is like Rebbe, that there is no Kabbalah Shmira. When you grant the permission for bringing something to a chassid, there is no Kabbalah Shmira. It's just the Rishus to bring into the Chotzer. However, Kabbalah Shmir, there is not. And the Toisvis and the Rosh passing like they passing like Rav, they're passing like the Rabbon, and they're different various rais that they bring. Toisvis brings different rais that the Gemara, the Sukkot, the Gemara goes like the Rabbon. So therefore, they passing like the Rabbon. Okay. Then the Gemara on the Mem Zayin of Abayis has a Shai. This Kabbalah Shmira, what is the Kabbalah Shmira from? What is it from? Is it from Niterusa de Nafshe, the Gemara calls it? Or it's a field from Niterusa de Alma? That's the Shai. So there's a Machlekes Rishonim. In this Shai of the Gemara, the Shai is, again, the Baal Chatzin Mekabel Shmira. What type of Shmira does he accept upon himself? Just from his own Ezekis, from himself? He's the Baal Chotzer, he lives there, he has to make sure that he doesn't damage anything, he doesn't cause any damage, whatever it is over there, if that's what he's makabel, or more, he's makabel on it, even Hezekis that come from other, let's say, other people come into the Chotzer, and they might be maziket, other Shvorim might come into the Chotzer, and they be mazik the Shor, we'll have a Shor Shnogach, a Shor inside over there in the other Chotzer, is he makabel even Shmiro from Hezekis that also meyam, that's the Gemara Ziboy. So now we have Amchoik's Rishonim. In who is this Iboy? So the Rosh says the holy boy is in the Rabbon. According to Rabbon, the Rabbon were the ones that said that you're Makabel Shmiro in a Chotzer when you ask granted permission to come into a Chotzer, you're Makabel Shmiro. So in the Rabbon, the Gemara is clearing what type of Shmiro is in Makabel. However, the Rosh didn't die from Rashi. Rashi is very clear. Now, it's very clear in Rashi that the Gemara Shai is even according to Rebbe. Now, what does that mean, according to Rebbe? Rebbe holds you're not Makabel Shmira. So we're talking about when you're Makabel Shmira Behedya. Rashi, according to the Gemara Shai, is even when the guy says, he accepts upon himself Shmira, and he says that the guy asks, can I put my stuff into your chotzer? And the guy says, yes, sure, no problem, I'll watch it for you. That's what the guy says. I'll watch it for you. He's Makabel himself, Shmir. And there, Lady Gemara is clearing what type of Hezek is he Makabel on himself? Is he Makabel on himself when he said, yes, I'll watch it for you? Only problems that might erupt from his own self, his own family, his own whatever's going on in his own home. Or he's going to be Makabel even as Hezekas to Asim Yam. So the Rosh wants to know, what does that mean? Well, he's Makabel Shmir Bed, so of course he's Makabel Shmir. He's a Shomer. He's Makabel Shmir. Every Shomer is Makabel Shmir. So Rosh explains, yes, that there's a difference over here. Is that over here, when you ask for permission, you didn't ask for Shmir. You only asked for permission to come here. You asked, can you bring my stuff into the Chotzer? That's all you asked. So and you were granted permission. So even though I added on and I said, yes, sure, bring it into the Chotzer. I'll watch it and I'll watch it for you. So there in that situation, he's only been makabel on himself, just shmir the asim in there, because he's not a full-fledged shomer, because the mafkid never really asked for shmir. He went ahead and he said, yeah, bring it in, I'll watch it for you. So when the mafkid doesn't originally ask for shmir, only he asks only for knisa, and he gets knisa and shmir, so that shmir is only mezekes the asim in there, and not mezekes the asim in yama. That's how the Rosh explains Shittas Rashi. Okay, then we have other Rishonim that go like that. The Rashi also learns the Shailas in both Shittas, the Rabbonin and in Rebbe. The Rav also brought down the Shittas Mukubetz, also learns the Shailas in Rebbe and Rabbonin. In the Rabbonin, it's by every Knesso. The Shailas, Hezekis, the Minei, Hezekis, the Alma. And according to Rebbe, it's when he's granted permission and he even says he's going to watch it. In that case, that's where the Shailas, according to Rebbe. So that's how these Rishonim learn also. However, the Rosh stands very strong that the Shaila is only in the Rabbonin. And according to Rebbe, if you ask permission to come to the Chatz, and the guy said, yes, I'll watch it for you, he's Makabel Shmir on the entire thing. Okay, now, like this. Then we add a Toisvis. Toisvis asked the question. Toisvis Memchez or Memzain, I don't remember. Toisvis asked the Kash. You know, over there on Memzain and Beis. Please ask the Kasha. What's going on here? What's the Gemara talking about? That the Gemara is a clear, if we're Makabel, wherever you're Makabel, Makabel Ezekis, the Asim Yalmo, or Ezekis, the Asim Inei, what's the Shaila? What do you mean? The Gemara we had before, in the very beginning of the Gemara, Rava said clearly that the guy that's makabel shmir is makabel shmir even nishbru beruach. So how could, what do you have, what are you declaring right now? We know Rova, we have often a Rova. Rova told us that the guy's Makabel Shmira, Afigu, Nishbun and Baruach. So we see he's Makabel Shmira, Dosim Yalmu. So Toys says two terutzim. Toys says two terutzim. Terutz number one is, the Gemara now clearing, is Rova right or wrong? We don't know. Right now the Gemara is clearing, is Rova right or wrong? The second Terutz Toys gives, is that, no, no. We have to redefine what it means, Hezekis to Asimineh, and what's Hezekis to Asimineh. It's not clear. It sounds simple, but it's not so simple. What is Hezekis to Asimineh? What's Hezekis to Asimineh? So Tosfos says like this, that the Terusa to Asimineh means, I'll read the Lashon. He starts off in the Terasa da Alma. What's the Terasa da Alma? Kigoyim behemo shel acherim. The way masik adaita shi yekonsu b'chatzeru. The yikhu e shoyru shel zeh. What's a zekas dosim yalmo? A case that's loyasik adaita, that a shor from a different chatzer, a different shor, should come into his yard and gore the shor of this person. Now, Vashenke, in all other cases, the guy's makabel on himself. Now I'm going to explain Tosfos with the Marshal. Marshal explains Tosfos, and he says that really Hezekis Dosimine includes all pshis. When you say Hezekis Dosimine, it doesn't mean like what we thought, that from his household, if they're going to break the stuff or they're going to, whatever it is, it's only from his own household. No. When he's makabel Hezekis Dosimine means Hezekos that he causes, whether he does it by himself or whether it's Pesheya. And therefore, anything that is Pesheya and would be considered Hezekos to Asmine. And Avil Hecha Shibo Shvor Machem Lebesis of the Marshal, Benokhua, Woy Asik Adaite, Kiudovid Roshriach, Sheshor Achar, Shein Murgo Babayas, Yovi Ligach Ashor, Shukfar, Bebase, Shubbebase Achar, Dim. So the Marshal is basically explaining Tosfos that, yeah, when Hezekis Dosimine means anything, any normal Hezekis. Hezekis Toy Shriach, that's not his Matmatabo. That's the Marshal Shan Tosfos, that's Tosfos. Okay, so this is the Pshat, this is Pshat and Tosfos' second Teretz. So we have now, we have a Chloikis and Terutzah Tosfos. What is the Taich of Hezekis Dosimine or the Almo? We have machlokes what it means. Either it means simple hezekis that he personally does, that he himself, his family, has to watch from his own family, from his own hezekis. That's put anything else the guy's potter on. And then Tosfos the second teretz, no, it includes faker, everything besides varm that aloy shrichim. Okay, now like this. So we have two terutzim in Tosfos. So we have to find out now what's la locha. How do we pass in these two terutzim? Okay, so now let's move to the Gemara Bab Metzia. Now let's make a chazor of the Gemara Bab. The Gemara Bab Metzia said, Hanuch Fonai is a Shoy Mechina. Hanuch Fonecho, right, Hanuch Fonai, even though you say clearly I'm a Kabbal Shmiro, put it in front of me, that's a Shoy. Come on, one sec, let me start again. Okay, the Gemara Bab Metzia is discussing not a Shoy of Knesset Rishos. Until now, we've been discussing a Shoy of asking permission to bring something to someone's chatzar, to whatever it is, and that's we had a mechikas Rebbe Yarbon. That was that. Now we're moving on to Gemara Bava Metzia. Gemara Bava Metzia has a different shayla. Gemara is discussing Hilcha Shoymim. In Hilcha Shoymim, the Gemara says that, yeah, like we went through the last chabura, that a guy asked him Makabel Shmir on himself. That's Makabel Shmir. Now we want to know which Lashoynis, what terminology that the guy uses is that would inquire that he's accepting upon himself Shmir. So the Gemara said, if the guy says Hanuch Fonai, he's a Shai Mechina. He's accepting upon himself Shmir. If he says Hanuch Fonecho, then he's saying clearly, I'm not Makabel Shmir. Put it in front of you. I have no interest in it. You do whatever you want. Keep it in. If the guy says Beisa Kamoch, that was the Gemara in Daf Mem Tes and Bab Metzia says, I'm saying my house is available for you, but I'm not accepting upon myself Shmir. And the Gemara wants to know, what's that loch if he said Hanuch? or like the Taz points out from the Shuvah Sarsh, Hanach Khan, put it here. In those shailos, is that does he mean to accept upon himself Shmir or not? That was the Gemara Shaila. So the Gemara made Yukim back and forth, and then the Gemara said, let us say that this Hanach Stam is a machlekes Tanoim between Rebbe and Rabbon. And the Gemara brings the mission in Baba Kama, where it's a machlekes Rebbe and Rabbon, where a guy asks permission if he can bring in something into the Chatzar. And we have the machlekes Rebbe and Rabbon if there's a Kabbalah Shmir. First, Ritval. So there really are two questions on this Gemara, really. One we discussed last Chabura, that here we're talking about where the guy said Shmarli, and Hanach, and the other cases in Bob, right, the Gemara's in Bob Mitzi is talking about where he said Shmarli. He asked for Shmir. And in Bob Kamel, he only asked for Knisa. So that we discussed last time that, no, we said over the Machan Frayim and we said over the Nesivis that even by Knisa, since it needs Shmir, he's really asking for Shmir too. Okay, wonderful, fine. So we take care of that, Kasha. But there's another massive question going on. What's going on here? How could the Gemara bring the Mishnah Bava Kama? The Mishnah Bava Kama, the Gemara comes out, Allah, we come out, that we're only accepting upon himself Shemiro, even according to Rabbanon, that whole day, Yimakamba Shemiro by Rosh Hashanah, that's only Shemiro from Ezekiel Stasimine. But Ezekiel Stasimine is no Kabbalah Shemiro. So, but that's not what the Gemara in Bava Metzia wants. The Gemara in Bava Metzia is asking, when a person says Hanach, is he Mekabel Shmira, a full Shmira? Oh, full fed Shmira. So how can you connect the two? It's two separate discussions. The Shailen Bava Metzi discussing Hilcha Shomrim, if you're considered a Shomer or not, and when, of course, if you're a Shomer, you're Mekabel Ula Ezekis. Ezekis Dasim Menehan, Ezekis Dasim Meyalma. All types of Ezekis. So what Mashenki the Gemara Bava Kama is discussing Ezekiel's Dasim Menei. So the Ritvan Bava Metzi on that Gemara says, okay, so you see clearly, like Tosfos the second Teretz, that even in Bava Kama, when the Gemara says Ezekiel's Dasim Menei, he means Kabbalah Shmir over everything, except for things that are not Shriach. Memego, the Gemara has a wonderful Tushtel, and Memego, everything's good, the Gemara's Hanukkah Fane is the same Shire. That's the Gemara. That's the Ritvan.
So why is that a good answer? That's assuming that Hezekiah, that's not Shchiach, is that assuming that that's for everybody agrees that's Pashat, that that's not part of a Kabbalah Shmira?
Right. I don't know what to say about that. I don't know. That's what it sounds like from the Ritvan. It's going to come out to be a big Chiddush. I don't know what to say. One second, I have to figure out. I'm afraid my battery is going to die in a second of this thing.
Rich was assuming that even on a full Kabbalah Shmira, that you're not Mekabel Shmira on Hezekiah, it's not Shriach.
Hold on for one second. I have to switch up. One second.
Sure, comes in. It's not an onus. It has to be less than an onus, I'm assuming.
It's warm and fresh that a real shem is high when the animals come out of it.
Yes, it's probably.
He's saying fresh is in. It's fresh. Why are you assuming that Rosh Hashanah and Rosh
Hashanah? Yeah, Rosh Hashanah. He was talking about Shor Da'asi Me'olma.
Yeah, he's considering that Rosh
Hashanah. So if it's onus, you're not. You're not. But otherwise, it's not a Shaila. It's onus. You know,
okay.
So,
okay, hopefully we'll be good now. I hope we'll be good now. Okay. All right, so now, all right, that was this. This is one thing. All right, we need one more. Okay, let's get to one more. Now we have to just go through the sheet of the Grisha, the Prisha. Okay, so now this is very negel, very, very, very negel. Okay, so now the Drisha also has the same kasha of the Ritva. He doesn't say it exactly. He doesn't point out the question like this. I mean, he does it, you know, on his way. But the Drisha basically says in that long piece there, and he says that really, it's hake two separate sugyas. It's two complete separate sugyas. The sugya of Obakam was the sugya of Knesset Rishos, if he means to accept upon himself Shmir or not. And that we discussed, as we discussed before. And the Gemara and Bava Metzi is a sugya which is discussing Kabbalah Shmir. However, this is what happened. The Gemara, the man, the Omar in that Gemara in Bava Metzi that said, Leme Katanoi, he was going Shloi Kelchasa. He was going, according to the Tzad of the Gemara, that the Mishnah Bava Kamo, where he's Makabo Shmiro, is he Makabo Shmiro even as Zekas Dos Miyamu? That, so the Gemara that said, Leme Katanoi, he was Taki going, he held that the Mishnah Bava Kamo, when the guy's Makabo Shmiro, according to Rabbonon, or according to Rebbe, where he's Makabo Shmiro Behegia, whatever was that Rosh, was Rashi. So then he's Makabo Shmiro Dos Miyamu also, full Kabbalah Shmiro. And the whole title was, so then the Machlokes Rebbe Rabbonon is when you give Rishos, when you say Hanoch, is included in Hanoch just a Kabbalah's Rishos, just Rishos, or is included in Hanoch also a Lehegedik Kabbalah Shmir. That's what the Gemara was, that's what he wanted to show, so when he said Lehmikah Tanoi. And then the Gemara knocked him off and they said, well, even if it's true what you're saying, that it's, that you, in the Lehmikah Tanoi, but we keep him machalik between chotzer and bayis. Chotzer, I'm saying in shuk. I'm sorry. That even though the rabbanon, even if you want to say the rabbanon, in the mishnah of kabbal shmir, even from zekas dos miyambo, but maybe that's only in a chotzer where it's mishtamer, the guy can watch it. Mashenkin in the shuk where the guy can't watch it. So then, according to rabbanon, mechateis kabbal shmir, and Rebbe Faker, and the Rebbe the Gemara says then maybe even according to Rebbe's kabbal shmir, because in the chotzer you need permission to ask for a shuk. But in a shuk, where I ask you to put in front of me, you don't need a bakosh shmira, bakosh is rishus, I'm sorry, to put it in, because it's a shuk, everyone's allowed to put down whatever they want in the shuk. So there could be even according to Rebbe, when he said, I'm a kabo shmira, when he said, I'm hanoch, he means to be a kabo shmira. That's the Gemara. Now, how about the mice is up to Grisho? How about the mice that we pass in? That's daft on a zekis to osim and not a zekis to osim yavo. So it comes down that a loch lemaiso when it comes to the sugyo baba kamo, when the guy says knois and the guy has permission to bring something into his chotzer, so then the guy is makabo shmiro the osim inay, like Gemara says there, it makes no difference whether it's in the chotzer, whether it's in a bayis or in the shuk. All three of them, according to Rabbanu, this Kabbalah Shmira. There is no difference between Shuk, Bayis, and Chotzer. The preacher says clearly, the preacher said, the din of Bava Kamo, when I ask permission to come into your Rishos, and I'm granted permission, with a Chacham say, you're Makabo Shmira, so then it doesn't have to be Dafka, it's not Dafka Chotzer, it's everywhere. A Chotzer, a Shuk, and Bayis, all of them, this Kabbalah Shmira. And where is the Shaila? Where is there a Gemara Shaila? That is in the Shuk. And that's the whole Gemara Shaila is only when everybody has Zekos, the Osimei Almo, which that's real Kabbalah Shmira, where the Gemara Baba Metzia was dealing with. That the Gemara blives by a boy, when the guy asked for Kabbalah Shmira, and for Kabbalah Shmira the Almo, and he said, Hanach Stam. So the Gemara Bava is about Boy Dleiv Shuto. Right? But that's only been a gay Hazekis to Osimine. I'm sorry, Meyalmo. Sorry. That's only been a gay Hazekis to Osimine. Right? Because Hazekis to Osimine, we already know from Mishnah Bava Kamo, even without saying that I'm Batabo Shmir, just by saying Knois, oil, whatever, whatever Russian use, Hanach, Knois, oil, bring it in. I accept. I'm going to bring it, put it down here. According to Rabbanu, it's Kabbalah Shmir from Ezekiel to Osmane. So, Mamela, that's why the Sma says very clearly in Sifkotin Dalit, that when the Shulchan Aruch says the Hanach Stam, there's no Kabbalah Shmira, and he pairs it up with Hanach Afanecho and basic Hamoch, that's only talking about Ezekis Das Mayam. But Ezekis Das Minei, of course, the guy's Makabal himself. Very clear in this map.
According to Rabbana.
What?
According to Rabbana.
According to Rabbana, yeah. According to Rabbana. However, according to Rebbe, there's no rap. According to Rebbe, so therefore, the Sma says that according, if you pass in like the Rabbana, which the Torah passes like the Rosh's father, he says clearly, he says, Mamish, Varmi Frosh in the Sma. He says there that according to Rabbana, which the Rosh and the Torah passed in like, so then it's Kabbalah Shmir from Hezek's Dasim Midei. However, if you pass in like the Rif, that passes like Rebbe, there's no Kabbalah. However, the Shach and the Nesivis did not have the Prish and the Drishon, even though usually they did. Over here, they obviously didn't. And they didn't see the Prish and the Drishon side. And therefore, they write what they wrote on this Ma. And if you look at the Shach writes there in Sifkot and Hey, when the Sma said they get that he's Makabu Shmira from Ezekis Das Minei, Zok the Shach, Rotze Loimar, Hod Hish from Yachad Af Bechotze. The Sma is only talking about Chotze. Avam Beshuk? Of course not. That's the Gemara's Iboy. And so says the Taz, right there on the spot also. He says, I don't know what the Sma is talking about. The Mechaber is talking in the Shuk. The whole Sif base is going Beshuk. He's not going in. Okay, so now, and the Nesivis is also like that. You look at the Nesivis, I don't want to spend time, but you look at the Nesivis, the Nesivis is also the same, very clear, like that. He understood very much like Kishar. All right, so now, they misunderstood the Sma, but Lamaisa, that's the Shita's Sma. All right, now we have to, like this. So, Halach Lamaisa, what are we going to do now? So, oh, so one second. So now, according to this pre-show, I just want to give a little explanation. According to the Sma is saying that when it comes to Zekis Das Mayamo, just with permission, with granting permission, you Makabel Shmir on yourself, right? What's the reason? The reason is because he doesn't really need to become a full-fledged Shlomi. Because the reason why Makabel Shmir is Das Minei, the reason for that is because if I'm giving you permission to put something in my chotzer, right? Well, what kind of permission is that? Yeah, put it by chotzer, but at your own risk. That's not permission. You know, the Sma's understanding that the reason why a guy's always makabel, whenever he gives Rishus Knisa, there's an automatic Kabbalah Shmir according to Rabbon. No matter where it is. The reason for it is because that type of Kabbalah Shmir of Hezekis Das Minei is not coming mitzad Kabbalah Shmir. He never was asked for Shmir, and he's not being makabel himself Shmir. He just pushes being makabel on himself Hezekis Das Minei, because otherwise I can't give you permission to put it in my chotzer. So therefore I'm makabel there. But the intention really isn't Kabbalah Shmir. So that's what comes down according to the Sma. Okay, so now, according to the pre-show, the Sma, there's no riot. Ritva's riot is popped off. We don't have any more riot that we pass on twice the second tariffs anymore, right? Because he took care of it. We just took care of the whole problem. Okay, now, halachu ma'aseh, how do we pass it? With this machloikis, we pass on twice the first tariffs or twice the second tariffs. So the truth of the matter is it's a machloikis, Ramo the Marshal. Ramo, like the going points out here on the Shulchan Aruch, the going points out, in Sifkot Yudalef in the Lika, the going points out that Ramo and Ramo also in Shin Tzadik Ches also clearly passed like Tosis first parents. The Ezekis Dosim Minei means only Mamish's own Ezekis, nothing Mayamu. And it's, however, the Marshal passed like Tosis second parents. That Ezekis Dosim Minei includes all pshias, everything is included. And if a kabel shmir and all, it's all included. Except for dvarim d'lo yishchichu.
Is it before the marshal?
No, they're going to the Ramah.
So that's how the marshal passes. Now, the shach in Shin Tzadiches is machriya like the marshal against the Ramah. Okay, that's the machro of the Ramah. The Ulma Mishpot, also over there, He proves also that the Marshal has to be right from the Ritva's Kasha. So he also paskins like the Marshal. Okay, so now let's start going to our cases. Like this. So this case, and then I'm going to talk three other cases. So the first case that we discussed. So now that we have all this, information, we went through the sugya. Now we can just start discussing what's the story. So this shed, what is this shed? He put asking to put it in a shed. What's a shed? A shed is obviously a chot. It's not a bais. It's not a shuk. It's a mokin that's mishtamer. It's mishtamer to the das of the balabos. But in each mirror, it's a mokin on mishtamer. It's a place where the balabos can watch it, like every chotzer. Every chotzer is where the balabos can watch it. So Mukhairo would come out that if this guy asked permission, if he could put it in, so come out that according to the Rabbonon, this Kabbalah Shmira, right? There's a Kabbalah Shmira for Hezekis to Osimine. And according to Rebbe, there's no Kabbalah Shmira for Hezekis to Osimine. Now, even Hezekis to Osimine, so let's not go on the Rabbonon. So according to the Rabbonon, we said there's makabel shmir for Hezekis to Osimine. Now, but Hezekis to Osimine, according to the Marashal, with the Achro of the Shach, would come out, that means to include any Pshia. Even though it's not Hezekis to Osimine really, but according to what we're making, according to Tosafot second parents, that's considered Hezekis to Osimine. So if so, then Reuven's family, the one that owned the shed, according to the Rabbonim, are chayiv. Because they were granted permission. And even though it says Zekis Dasim Yamo, because, right, it's not a Zekis Dasim Yamo, but it's a Zekis Dasim Yamo. But we're going according to Tosis, we pass like Tosis' second parents. The Zekis Dasim Yamo calls Upshir, with David Leishchichon. So he's Bichayim. So according to the Rosh and the Torah, they're passing like Rabbonon, as is brought in Shin Sadiches, like the Sma and the Shach, or bring down over here. That the Rosh and the Torah paskin like Rabbonon, so then you'd be chay. However, according to
who opened the shed, it wasn't they themselves. The goof opened the shed.
They didn't lock the shed. But they Mrs. Shimon didn't lock the shed.
There's a bigger story here because Mrs. Shimon, the Adayim, took the bike and put it in the shed.
Oh, so what? Hold on. We'll get there in 1 minute. 1 second, you're bringing up a very good point. So 1 second, let me just finish off. So now, Mashenkin and Kornintiv, you're passing like Rebbe, the Rif and the Rambam and the Meshulchan Aruch passing like Rebbe. So according to Rebbe, there's no Kabbalah Shmir here. Because we passing like Rebbe in a Chatz, there's no Kabbalah Shmir. Right? So it should be totally in a Machlaikis, the Rosh and the Rif, how we passing, which boils down to be a Machlaikis, which boils down to bring a Machlaikis. Rambo and Shulchan Aruch. I don't know why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring the Shittas HaRosh in this sugya. It brought, like the Sman and the Shach both point out, it's brought in Shin Sadiches, but it's not brought here. But it's like real Machlokes.
He says in the Beis Yosef that the Rosh could be explained like the Rif and the Rambam also. That's why.
The what?
He says in the Beis Yosef that the Rosh could also be explained like the Rambam. That the Basin is also like Rebbe. So if that's a possibility.
I hear. That's why the Beis Yosef himself didn't bring it. I hear. That's a good reason for why the Beis Yosef didn't bring it. It's true. But Rambo, what did he do? Why didn't Rambo bring it? Rambo brought it over there. He brought both days, the ancient Tadiches. But why didn't he bring it here? It's true. You're right. On the Beis Yosef, he's not that tiny. Right. He's Chorik on the tour. The old,
right.
Very good.
Rambo over there passes like the Rosh, or he just brings it?
He brings both days.
The Ramah sounds like he's still going like the Mechaber, no?
I don't know. Brings it as a Kimberly. He definitely brings it as a Kimberly. He definitely can say Kimberly like the Rosh. No question about it. So over here, Mechaber, they could say Kimberly like the Rosh.
The Ramah doesn't say anything, which seems to point that he holds like Shulchan Aruch.
But the Sma and the Shach both bring it down here. Right. Sma and the Shach both bring it the other day. So we still have a Kimberly. Okay, so now the next, but however, we have the point that Rabbi Englander just brought up, is that maybe over here is different.
But I just purely on the shelf, purely on the shelf, Hezek Del Simine, right? There's,
yeah.
What are we passing with that?
How do we pass in Hezek Del Simine, which we, I told you, it's Machoikis.
Besides the Machoikis Rebbe and the Rabbana, we go like, if we go like Rebbe, so we have Machoikis Shach, Sma, Kenege, a questionable Ramah, and Taz, what comes out with that?
What do you mean? What do you mean? With no, what do you mean? What's that? I'm not understanding your question.
He's thinking about.
There's
thinking
no.
About
one second. There's no question.
He's thinking Machlokes Marshal Ramah.
Oh, that Marshal Ramah. It remains Machlokes. You can say Kimberly either way. You could say Kimberly. The Goyin would be Mashma Grado, that he passed is also like the Marshal. It would be Mashma. I'm definitely more Meiter that Aloch would be much more like the Marshal. Like this is a second Eretz. Because the Goyin brings that, the Goyin Shri holds like that, and the Rosh is Mukh like that. The Goyin brings a ride from the Rosh. It's very clear.
You said the Goyin himself holds like the Ramah? I thought I had the Goyin and the Ramah together, or no?
What?
Who's against the Marshal?
The Ramashal is Chayuk on the Ramah. But again, Hezek is the Osmine. Hezek
is
the Osmine.
Is the Ramah Chlar? Is the Goyin going like the Ramah, or the Goyin's going like the Rashal?
Pash is like Marshal.
But he learns that the Ramah is Zichar being Chayog on Arshal?
That's what he says, yeah. Look at the, you'll see the going, look at the going yourself. And also look at the.
I just saw the Taz that says it's Sfik of Dina, so he doesn't know what to do with it and leaves the whole thing out as Safik.
What, on Hezek, what the Taj of Mnei is, both Roots and Taisus?
On Shin Tzadi Ches there, he says he's not sure.
Oh, Tzadi Ches, but look at the Shach there, look at the Shach. Look now, you see the Shach?
I don't have it with me. I can't see it, but
okay. No, so the shach is machriya like the marshal. The zekis dos minay is yechayv on whatever, even upshi. Okay, so I'd rather would be more noted at that style locha because the going over here also sounds like he wants to. I said the mishpa passes like that. The going sounds like he sounds more number noted to that side because he brings to other rishonim that hold like that places. So that's a bit more noted at that style locha. Okay, so b'lemaisa uchar is poshed as a kimli here like the rosh. Right, like the. I'm sorry. The Balas Hashed could definitely say Kimberly like the Rif that there's no Kabbalah Shmir at all. However, if Anglin did point it out, then maybe here's going to be different. And the reason why here might be different is because she picked up the bike and put it into the shed. So like this. So there's often a Divrei Chaim in Shomrim Simon Beis. That's the father of the Machna Ephraim, the son of the Divrei Mishpat, right? That Divrei Chaim, not the Tzanzi. The Divrei Chaim on the Chosh Mishpat, Shomrim Siman Beis, he paskins, is that if, even according to Rebbe, if the guy picked up the thing, if a guy was asked permission, to, you know, we ask for permission, he can bring something in the Chotzer, and he gives permission, and then the guy goes and picks it up and puts it in the Mokum Shomer, so that Loch is, it becomes a Shomer. That's what the Divrei Chaim paskins. And he goes and brings a riot himself from Shuvas Lechem Rav and Simon Kuf Pei Zayin that had a Shaila where it was a story where someone lived on, right next to the shul, and they used to have special a gold crown and a golden plate that they put on the Sefer Torah. And the Gabbai of the shul asked this guy permission if they could keep these silver or gold stuff, they go on to the Sefer Torah in his house. And he agreed. He agreed that he could put it in his house, and they found a place to put it, and they kept it there. And many times the Gabi would go to the house and take it out. Every Monday and Thursday on Shabbos, they would take it out of the guy's house and put it on the Sefer Torah and return it to the house. However, many times, as I said in the story there, they have witnesses that the owner of the home himself used to bring it back and forth. He himself took it back and forth to the shul. And then one day it was stolen. And everyone said it was the pshia of his wife because the guy left the door open. His wife didn't lock the door. And basically it was stolen. And the guy tied it. I'm not a shomer. What do you want from me? He asked me permission if he could put it in, into the chotzer, into my house. And I gladly gave him permission. And then he went and he took it and put it back. And even if you're telling me that I myself did it like the Aiden were saying that they saw me do it myself, it's great. But I all did it at das for shomer. I wouldn't Kabbal Shmir. My whole das was originally the same way he put it in, without Kabbal Sechreis. I continued to bring it to the shul, bring it home to the shul, without Kabbal Sechreis. So therefore, I'm not a shomer. That was this shayla over there asking the Lechem Rav. And the Lechem Rav says there that the guy's chayv, and he's a shomer. Because Sitzin himself went ahead, and he took it, and he put it back there, So he becomes a shomer, even if originally it wasn't mekabel shmirah. When you go ahead and you take it yourself and put it in the makom shomer, you become a shomer. That is what. That is
if
what.
If someone, it just sounds like if someone random from the shul brought it to the guy's house and put it. I don't know. I'm just trying to think. Like, he's just acting as a member of the kahila. He's not acting as the owner of the house. Yeah, he's like he's just helping out the shul like any other person would carry.
Right, right.
He's not doing it as the owner of the house.
I very, very much hear you, Taina. And 1 second, I got the whole. Let me finish off. So like this. So he brings this raya from this lechem rav. Brings a raya from the lechem rav. So now like this. If you look good in the lechem rav. Does not say that. The lechem said is that
we're cut off.
The reason why
you're breaking up a little bit
comes the shomer. Okay, wait. You kidding me?
Now you're
back. Good. Okay, restart.
Okay. Okay. So now, he brings us right from the lechem rav. I just want to point out like this: if you look good in the lechem rav. There's a very big difference. And the Lechem Rav really says a whole different thing. If you look inside, you see the Lechem Rav doesn't say it becomes a shomer because he picked it up and moved it and he put a makom on a shomer. The Lechem Rav says he became a shomer is because he himself took it out of the makom shmirah. And he made it ain't a shomer. This guy, well, very nice, like what you're saying, that he's only doing a favor and he's acting as a nice guy. But you know something? If he would just move it around in the house, and if he would have taken it from the gabbai and put it in the mokum mishumer, and all that, like the Divrei Chaim says, he becomes a shomer. So Olam, of course, you're not a shomer. You asked me to put it in, so I put it in. So because I'm doing you a favor and also moving it around and putting it into a mokum mishumer in my house, so then I'm going to become a shomer. I'm not a shomer. Why should I be a shomer? But in the case of the sefer Torah over there with that crown, the guy took it out of the house. He himself put it in the mokum mishumer. Then when he puts it back in the Mokum Meshumer, so the Chrayis Shmir is on himself. Next time, tell the Gabbai to do it. Don't do it yourself. You took
if
it out of the Mokum
Meshumer. Then Abadi be Potter.
What?
If the Gabbai would have asked him to do that, to take it out of the Mokum Meshumer, then he'd be Potter.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
It's yeah. Only because of his own volition, so that's why.
Right, right. So Mamela, I think there's no raya from this Lechem Rav. Now I don't know. So you can ask me who am I to be Chayuk on the Divrei Chaim. The answer is nobody. However, Lamaisa Divrei Chaim himself says that the Machin Ephraim and the Nesivis are Mefurish, and I like him. Because the Machin Ephraim and the Nesivis, we have this Nesivis in Sifkot and Hay, and the Machin Ephraim is in Shomer Gimel. They both say that only when the guy asks and says Shmarli, and the guy just says Hanach Stam, and he's quiet. If the Nesivis says, Avli, Moma Shmarli, Mosh Choya Nifkar, we're Shos Peshtiko, So the Divrei Chaim himself medayik from the Nesivis that with stamas and Meshicha moving it around to put it into a book of Meshumah would not make you a shayim. It's only when you were asked lehed yishmarli and then he did it, that's the Kabbalah Shmir. Even though Shtika usually is lafkei do, but if you did a ma'asim b'kabbalah Shmir. However, in our case, where we're talking about where it was just bakoshas knisa, just for just to put it in. So then the Chayr, even according to the Verchaim, in this case, this Rebbetzin Shimon, that went and took the bite and she did a favor, she never took it out of the Mokum Shmira. She didn't make it. She didn't, it wasn't Makabal Chrayis on it by taking it out. It was outside. And she just went and helped and put it in the Mokum Shmira. So the Chayr, you can't make her into a Shomer, even according to the, so the Verchaim, Chayr is a pellet. I don't even know if you could say Kimmy like the Verchaim. So in this case, the Chayr will come out. If I don't know, whatever. I don't mean to say like that within that oyfen, but whatever. I'm not sure. So that Chayr will come out. It would be this first story. That would be the
psak. Lachar Reuben's son is the one that took his bike out. The Shimon's family wasn't using Reuben's son's bike. Reuben himself, his son, took it out and left it outside. It's his
right.
Child didn't even begin. He put it outside. He put it outside himself. Why should Shimon be tired?
Yeah, you might say when it was put in. When it was put in, the Kabbalah Shmir is gone completely. Right.
Who took it out of the shed? Reuben himself.
Who cares? Chayr, yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, put it back. Yeah, he never put it in. Right. Right.
Yeah, but true. Her unlocking is not a bigger shia than it was sitting outside.
Right. It's true.
That's why I asked if anything got stolen from the street.
Right. It's true. 100%.
Why 100%? But once she did it, she's makabel. If you hold that it is kabbalah.
Oh, if you hold like Dibur Chaim.
Yeah.
If you hold like Dibur Chaim,
That doesn't make it if you hold like Dibur Chaim.
If you hold like Dibur Chaim, it's not going to help you. If you hold like Dibur Chaim, it's not going to help you. If you go now, Dibur Chaim is on shot.
The guy's on shot.
Dibur Chaim, who the guy himself was Peshaya.
Why not? Once you did it, you did it.
I'm not going to call it Shumi after your Peshaya. If you put it in my shed, I'm going to call it Shumi to watch it. If you put it on the street.
No, I put it in my shed.
I understand. No one asked you to.
I'm a really nice guy.
No one asked you to put it in the shed. First of all, why did you put it in the shed, Taco? So don't ask it.
What are the other three stories?
Okay, so let's tell you. Let's get to the stories. Okay, so the next story is like this. Let's just do these quick. These should go very quick. These last two stories over here. One shiloh. These are very common shilohs, rather. One shiloh is a. This one's not something to get. Okay, let's go to this third one over here. Okay, a family went on a chalamai trip and they were going to, and one had a camera, whatever, and he asked, could she put her camera into the zoo? And so she's like, can I put my camera down on your stroller? And so she said, yeah, sure, put it in here, put it in this box, in the whatever, the bag that hangs on the stroller, put it inside here, put it in here. And then so she went. Then she forgot about the whole thing, the one that was pushing the stroller. She went to bring her kid to the bathroom, and she left the stroller outside. Forgetting that, she told her sister that she could put the camera into the bag, and the mice was stolen. So the shaila here is she responsible for the camera? That's the shaila. So over here, what do we have here? What is this? This is Hanukh Khan Bishuk, right? This is Shuk. So Hanukh Khan Bishuk.
Why is it the shuk? The shuk is where you don't really need permission. Here, someone wants to put it in the bottom of your stroller.
Oh, okay, so it's like this. So according to Rabbanan, it is shuk. According to Rabbanan, it's shuk because it's not really a mokama mishtamer, right? The Gemara makes a chilek of shuk. There's a difference between shuk and Rebbe and Rabbanan. In Rebbe, you're right. In Rebbe, there's no shai. In Rebbe, there's no kabbalah shmir for shuk.
Who said this is shuk? Maybe this is like a bias, and the lady's pushing the stroller now, with the camera in the bag.
A bias is the biggest mokum mishum possible, right? You can't have that. Even a chotzer is mishtamer. This is there's no shmir at all. A stroller outside is no shmir. It's very hard to have shmir. So according to Rebbe, it's posh. The guys there's no shmir, and even according to the Rabbonon, right? It's for sure. Even according to Rabbonon, there would be kabosh. It's a shok. It's a boyd leivshito. Now, could you say kimli baiti boyd leivshito?
Why not?
So the Bach brings down from the Mordechai from the you cannot say kimli over here. This Bach over here brings down. I forget exactly what the Bach is, but if you look at the Bach brings down. You cannot say kimli like this this day. Besides, again, we also have the shiloh. Again, it's considered as Hezek Yistos Menei or the Amul.
Can you repeat that? That's an important clause. He's saying if the Gemara has a suffix.
Oh, yeah. So
one side of the Gemara. Right, I mean, right, if there's a shita, right. All say, you could say, I hold like I'm right to go love a
right.
You can't pick a side if the Gemara is not sure.
Right, exactly. Right. That's how the Bach Paskins. He brings the Gois Mamini Paskins like that. However, Elmais is very shver because the shach by the boy of the Asim Yalmor, the Asim Zek Menei, later on, I forget what Sif Cotton is, at the end of Sif Kimmel, there it sounds like the shach says, you could say, can we be negated that shiloh? Why? If it's a boy, the Lev Shetor. I don't know why. So maybe according to the Sma, it would be good, because it was Shloik Hilchasa. Whatever, that, no, not that part, whatever. Okay, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is to that. That's a problem, whatever. It would seem from the shach, you could say Kimberly. So I don't know what to do about that. But anyways, but then again, this would also be talking the two shilohs if it's considered as Ekstos Menel Dalm over here also. It's going to have Aved B'Shia. Okay. All right. I guess we'll stop here. There's two other shilohs.
What's it? So
you're just saying
it's like shuk. So you're just saying it's like shuk and finished.
Right. You're just saying this would be a shuk. Whatever. This would be a case of shuk. You want to hear the other two questions? I'll tell you. The next question is like this. You want to hear or you know one?
Yeah, yeah.
That was tomorrow.
No. I think most of the guys have to go. Do you want to start with the next one?
Okay, fine.
Shkaya, okay, thank you very, very much.
Shkaya.
Okay.
Thank you, Shkaya.
Very good. Very good.
Shkaya.